Let's go. Graver, focus. All right, you ready? Shh. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah. Okay? So we can read this whole piece. Okay? All right. Who's reading? Well, Weiss, you haven't read in a long time. Gotta get him ready for his big basketball game today.
Today?
Yeah.
I would probably pass.
Oh, you guys made it. All
right, Hashochet.
Okay. So what's Tanakhama say?
So you check the and do Ha'ala outside, so you're having both.
All right, because, okay, even though it's Behalam Achad, each one's a separate Isser. Okay. Rav Yosef Glili Omer. Okay. So he says no. He says if you shecht inside and then do halal outside, you're chayev only on the law. Why? But if you shecht it outside and then halal outside, you're putter on the law. Why?
Right, because you need
to kasha shvita. Right. Shalo halal ella davar pasul. You did halal on something that is pasul. So, okay. Now the Gemara says, so Misha says, Amrulo.
Right, so that anyways, even if you're going to shaft inside, once you bring it outside, it's going to be possible.
Right. So if that's true, but nonetheless, what do you see? You still chayv in Allah.
Right.
Right? Okay. Okay. So the Gemara, interestingly enough, right, picks up from this, meaning the Gemara now introduces a Moriah to step in, to try and answer the question, meaning, like, it's funny because it's like picking up for what he called for Yossi Glili. Like I don't know if he didn't think of this, but just interesting. The Gemara saying like his lawyers step up. Okay. So what do they say? One second. Everyone understand this so far? How does Rav Yossi Glili escape the question? So Eli read. So hey, Shiv Rabbi, Tachas Rav Yossi Glili. He says no. He says I can push back against your raya. It's interesting. Again, in other words, the question that Chachamim have on Rav Yossi Glili is saying like, well, what do you mean? According to you, Afa Shochei Bifnim Umala Bechutz Kevin Shotzio Patzel. So now the Gemara is going to attack that. So what does he say? He says Ma. Okay, new variable. Okay, something we didn't really have a discussion Shas Kosher, right? And did we do Kodesh Makab, like Makacho either?
No.
Oh, you good, okay. Yep. Obviously, lose track of things. Right, because when I go. Oh, yeah. Okay, so what does he say? He says that what? If I do Shechita inside and I do Halal outside, the Korban had Shas Kosher. Rashi?
Shas Kosher, we carry the.
Right, which means?
It was a time where it was kosher to be Makab.
Right, there was a period of time where this Korban could have proceeded forward through to Akhtara. That existed. So if I shechted it, think about this. If I shechted it inside, right? So the moment I shechted it inside, what am I going to say? Shas kosher. I now have what? I now have the capability of moving along. And then I brought it outside. Okay? That's different then. That's different. Right. If I shechted it outside, I can never say there was a point in time where this thing... had shas kosher, okay? Meaning it was never able to be a korban. So everyone understand that? So Rav Yossi Glili's response to the chacham is that your case isn't a good case because there's a difference. Because if I shecht it inside, so there was a moment in time where I can say this korban is able to proceed. But if I shecht it outside and do halal outside, there was never a point in time that existed. Okay? Is that clear? That's defense number one. Okay? Now, Rev Elazar and Rav Shimon come along, and they give defense number two.
Okay. He should be as a Rav Shimon, Tachas Uriyasi Aglili. Ma Oshofei Bechnim, Ma Oshofei Shekin Kodesh Mekavlo. Tom Oshofei Bechut, Shekin Kodesh Mekavlo.
Okay, what's Kodesh Mekavlo? So again, same setup, right? Shochet, if I shecht it inside and do halal outside, well, what I can always say is Kodesh Mekavlo. Rashi.
Shekin Kodesh Mekavlo. Afal Pi Shehotzio.
Translate.
So even though you took it out...
Which means, by taking it out, what would you think happens?
It's puzzle.
Follow this, guys, which you should have if you did Ochana. So if I take it out, if I shecht it inside and then take it outside, what all I would say is when I take it outside, what should happen? It's puzzle, right. Which is true. Right. It is, except for one interesting thing.
If you bring it back in and put it on the Mizbeach, you don't take it out.
All right, okay, that's an important principle. Allah v'lo yered or Allah v'yered. That's a principle in korbanos, which is if I end up doing haktara on a korban that's pasul, I'm not. In some cases, I leave it there. Some cases, I have to take it down. Okay, is that clear?
Yeah.
So here, what it's saying is that what do we see? We see that even though I took it outside and it's pasul, but since kodesh mekablo, whatever the heck that means, right? So if I bring it back in, the mikdash is able to. I don't know what. Right. I was going to say tolerate it, right? In that you don't take it off the mizbeach. Okay? Okay. So we have two defenses now of Rav Yossi against the Chacham's Kasha. Okay? Of course, now the next question you should ask is, what do you need two for? Right? That's what the Gemara's going to ask. Why do you need two? Right? But on the surface, because do they sound the same? Well, Shas Kosher sounds a little bit different than Kodesh Makabla, right? Because Shas Kosher sounds like what?
It was good,
right? Whereas Kodesh Makabo sounds like
there's something in it now, which is still
exactly good.
Infusion.
Okay, and if you beautiful, okay, right? I mean, we see there's a difference. So the Gemara's question really is, what do you need both for? They're both very good, but they're both different. My Beneo. So what's the difference between these two defenses? So Amar Ziri. Okay, Shchitas Laila Igabeneo. Rashi.
Where Revi Shachat Behema Belaila B'tnim.
Stop. Translate.
So according to Rebbe, if you shech the behema at night inside the mikdash, and then you take it outside or mal it, then you're pater because there was never any shas kosher because the shechita was possible.
Okay, so since I did shechita at night, right? So again, I did a ma'aseh shechita, right? I did, but I did it at night. Night's not the zman for shechita. So now there's a psul. So that psul means that what? That there was never shas kosher. I can never point to this thing and say there was a good korban that emerged. But according to the other side,
Hakodesh
Makabla. He would still agree with that. He would agree with what? If you
shat it at night,
and then I did halah, and then I brought it outside,
right,
and then I brought it back in, right? Kodesh still Makabla, right? Everyone see that difference? So the limitation is by Shita Balila, according to one side, right, Shas Kosher would never come into existence. But the Kodesh Makabla side would say, no, Kodesh Makabla still works. Okay, so that creates one difference between the two. What's the other way? Rabba?
Rabba Amar. Rabba, Kabbalah B'Kli Chol Ikubinai.
Rashi. What's Kabbalah B'Kli Chol? So I did Shita, and I do Kabbalah with a non-mikdash kli. So I use my Yeti. I mean, I shouldn't say that because this is okay. But I use my Yeti. I use my Yeti to do Kabbalah, right? So what would I say? So Ika Beneo. So Rashi.
Shas HaKosher Leika.
See, there's no Shas Kosher.
Right. Kodesh Mekabel Ika. The Kodesh Psuol B'Kodesh HaKodesh Mekabel.
Right. So it's funny. So now you have this is like a multi-layered, like a tiered system here. Because now you have a machlokes in what?
In their answers.
Okay. In other words, there's two answers the Gemara gives for Ika Beneo, right? So again, so we have two. Okay, so let's go in order. We have a Machlokas Chacham Rav Yossi Glili, okay? I'm just getting the major points down. Right. We got that Machlokas, all right? Then within that, we have defending Rav Yossi Glili against the Chachamim. So we have two defenses, right? And then when the Gemara wants to explain why we need both, meaning each defense needs to be explained what it is, then in trying to explain why we need both, there's two possibilities. Yeah, or two nafkaminas, I should say. Let's just deal with that first. Then we'll answer that question. Graber hit on a very, very important question, and Koppel and these guys, which is going to be, we have to see how far we want to go down, which is, what do you mean to say, if I did the shechita, right? So just because I did a Kabbalah in, what do you call it, in a clay hall, what should I say?
Because it's still a very small
shas. Right, it should still be shas kosher.
Right, shechita.
Right, the shechita should produce a shas kosher. So you got to figure out how to get out of that. Cyprus. Machlokas, Rav Yossi, and Rabbanan. Right? Meaning, what's the machlokas? Simple.
Because all apply to only things that are in the system that are karbanos, so the other are not.
No, are you defining? I just want the facts. In other words, factually. What are the facts?
Are you chayav on being male delver pasul?
That's a good way to put it. Okay, yeah.
Just to clarify, when we give Rav Yossi a shita, it's going to have to be pretty big.
Yes.
Like many understandings.
Correct. Yes. You have to have, as what I would call a?
Working.
There you go. We need like a working definition. You can't just plunge into the defenses. You have to have some idea of what Osigla is saying. I don't think it'd be good to work from the defenses backwards. You know what I mean? So, right. So, again. So, Robbie, say it again. Robbie put it very nicely.
Yeah. Are you chayav on being ma'ala, adab, or pasul?
Interesting way to frame it. Okay. I'll accept that. Are you chayiv in a davar pasul b'chutz? Halah. Right? Okay. So what do you say? Fellow, in the question within halah. So what's halah? Halah, we know it's haktar. So the easy way to learn what you guys are saying, the first way to learn by Yossi is to say, what's the problem? The problem is to take a pre-existing korban, right? I did shechit on it. And now what am I doing? I'm corrupting the avodah process. Right? So that means that, so when I see me doing halah outside, you're supposed to yell out, hey, you're supposed to be in there. Right? You're in the wrong spot. Okay. The other way to learn is to say no, that halal b'chutz is a whole different institution. So when a guy's ma'ala b'chutz, the way I like to put it, again, it works really nicely. It's the difference between saying you're doing haktara versus haktara in the mizbeach versus putting limbs on an altar. Putting limbs on an altar, the Torah comes along and gives that like an actual halachic address. That's actually a halachic phenomenon. The isra of halal b'chutz. But one second, okay? But if that's true, what about shechita b'chutz? Right? Because here what we're saying is, what's shechita b'chutz?
Well, shechita b'chutz, you have to agree that you're chayiv, even though you're doing it b'chutz.
Because?
Well, because the pasuk says so. Oh, you mean you want an answer?
Yeah.
Oh.
Back to the facts. So what's Rabbanan's question of Yossi factually? Well, when your logic makes no sense, right? What's that again? Right, how could you have a lava chutz?
It's really just continuation of the Pnim process. The second you take it outside, you lost that process.
Right.
It's a very good question.
Okay. Come along and say, but by virtue of me bringing it outside, what have I now done? Well, the corruption is complete, so to speak. Right. I corrupted it. So if I've corrupted it, what are they talking about? So what do I care about halal? Right? What am I going to understand? In other words, I can't halal b'chutz, it's going to continually corrupt a corrupted product? It's already corrupt.
Right, that's why.
So shas kosher means what? Meaning that at some point, right, now this is going to be hard. Okay, because again, let's follow through. At some point, the korban was kosher, meaning I did shechita inside. So now, what do I have? For a moment in time, the status of this being a kosher korban existed. Right now, I bring it outside. Right now, what? Now there's it's psul yotze, so it is pasul. But what?
The hadash kosher.
But so what? That's what you should ask, right? What do you mean? But right now, it's not kosher. So what do I care if it, at one point it did? Right? Why does that make a difference? Yes. So, excellent. That makes a lot of sense. Right? Okay. So, good. So when I shech something inside, so what does shas kosher mean? So shas kosher means at that moment, when I look at this thing, what can I say? So it depends on your perspective. Well, we were staying along with Rabbanan's understanding of Rav Yossi, meaning in our first version of Rav Yossi, what you would say is now there's a process of hakrava that comes into existence. Right? So the moment I take it outside, right, what do I say about that process of hakrava? Or haktara, if you will. It's gone. Over. Done. So what am I doing halah on? But the chiddush, another way to learn Rav Yossi, the chiddush, and that's why I have to wait for the Gemara to come along and tell us that, but the chiddush is, no, maybe you can argue that I create an object of haktara, right? An object of korban. Like you were saying, a chafsa of korban, but an object of haktara. So now, just because I take it outside, it's true the psul yotze means I won't be able to, on a functional level, continue with the process of hakrava. What does that have to do with the object of hakrava? And I understand, man, you were saying that, and that's the simplest way to put it. Like, man saying, by silver korban. That's what you meant by that, right? Okay. Yeah. What about Kodesh Bekablo? That's a much, I found it to be a little more difficult to explain. Because now, so that one's saying what? That one's saying that.
Connection to the system, even though it's.
Well, hold on. That one's saying that what? That one's saying that, it's true I brought it outside, right? In other words, I shacked it inside, I bring it outside, right? So now at that point, what you would think is let's use our terms, the process of avoda has come to an end. I can't do it anymore, right? But sort of, it's true, you really can't. However, it just happens to be that if I went ahead and brought it back inside, again, to be clear, that doesn't make the korban not pasul. It's just that if I put it on the mizbeach, I don't take it off, right? Because of this idea of kodesh makabla. That's hard, honestly. Interesting. So Robbie's bringing a very interesting possibility. But Robbie, I'm going to push you a little bit. I want to get this clear. Okay. So Robbie's suggesting that what's the problem? The problem is while it's true, the avenue of a functional korban, the process of a hakrava has been removed. But nonetheless, this object still has a relation to mizbeach. But that presupposes the following. You must say, when I shech the korban at night,
right.
right? Since I happen to be inside,
right.
you've created what I'm going to call like a new zone. There's chutz, which is nothing, right? This panim day, which is a chafsa korban. Mm-hmm. If I shech the night,
I'm saying it's still mikdash compatible material.
Right, I want to get that a little clear. And as you're suggesting, when I shech the night, using Ellie's term, there's a relationship this thing has to mizbeah.
Right.
But it's not what?
Korban.
Well, it's got to be something. So shas kosher means what? Shas kosher means one thing. I can now do a maisa avoda. That's what shas kosher means. When I shucked it, you know what that tells me? You're free to go ahead and perform more avoda steps, right?
Are you taking away from the identity?
If I do shkita inside the mikdash, right? Kodesh Mekabel is teaching you that while it's true, if I do it at night, while it's true, there's no avenue, there's no process of avoda that could take place. But that doesn't mean I haven't created what? An object of korban. That's an interesting idea to suggest such a possibility. Right, because you're acknowledging I've created an object of korban. So this is a little pushing further. I've created an object of korban that definitionally never has a mechanism to ever do a maisa on. Right, you can never do
shas kosher.
Shas kosher, in other words, he's not denying, right, that there isn't a chatzah of korban by shas. In other words, when I do shchita, right, shchita in bifnim, he's going to agree. I have a chatzah of avoda, and I also have. Right, and I also have, right, the ability to do a vote on this thing. That's Shas Kosher.
Shas Kosher, wait, what?